My name is Michael Massenberg, visual artist living and working in the city of Inglewood, California. The project that I am sharing is called Inglewood Stories, funded by the Inglewood Growing Artist Project. It's a new funding source for individual artists that was opened up to LA County. 2013, they had a call for artists, and so I had this idea about what can I do to create an art piece for Inglewood. I've been living in Inglewood for over 20 plus years, and so seeing through the years as far as being part of this city and the culture and the art community and stuff has been really phenomenal. I decided to go look at several locations around the city, and I come upon the library. I remember walking into the library, and I've been in the library many times before, but this time walked in different, looking at what was possible, and I saw this large, gigantic wall. So I came up with the idea of something about a little bit about history, because a lot of my previous works dealt with like aspects of history. And also I wanted something that was current too. So what if I fused the two together, the past and the present, but also kind of lend itself to the future? Because I'm thinking about how this piece would be read or stand years from now. I started thinking more and more about it, and I just came up with this idea called Inglewood Stories. And so once I got the acceptance letter that they were interested in wanting to fund the project, I was excited, so I really got on it. Started talking with staff at the library, because they have a large archives. I went to the Sentinel Adobe, which housed practically the history of the city of Inglewood. And then also, too, I also had happened to have photographs I took for various projects. I used to teach a lot of classes at the park, done other projects, served on the art commission, been part of the cultural task force years ago, and currently a board president of a nonprofit. And so all these different resources I was able to pull from. And so in the research, I decided, well, it's going to be a challenge because there's so much rich stuff. And I want people to be able to see themselves in the work. The community is made up of all kind of people and all the generations and all backgrounds. So I want to capture that and maybe just do a little touch on the history of Inglewood. So I would do like a couple of ads. Like, for instance, one of the things that drew me in was this letter by a resident who was in 1944, wrote a letter to the President Roosevelt. And basically it was talking about how she was trying to feel and get the connection of family between her and the president. I like the letter because it's sort of like this personal, intimate kind of story that I wanted in this piece. So I actually included text as part of the letter in the piece, along with postcards that people would send throughout the years. And also I threw some other images, like the old street cars that used to come through Market Street. So that was fascinating, you know. And then also too, I included an image of space shuttle as it was coming through England and actually stopped for a bit nearby the forum. So it was pretty significant for people to have that experience. And so that's kind of like the current thing that's happening, but it also is historical that people don't talk about that for generations to come. It was a lot to pull from. I started working in my studio, and also I received and got additional space to work from, and I had some young people, you know, artists work with me on the project. One of the things I decided to do, I have an oversized printer where I can kind of like use my drawings that I created for the proposal and have it enlarged and keep it to scale and the accuracy of actually what was actually done. And then from there, I can have my assistants come in and actually paint in the areas based upon that was already there. And so it kept it pretty accurate and stuff, because one of the challenges, once I create this piece in small format, I can have it projected on the wall, or I can have grid and draw and stuff. But I figured this way was probably the most efficient way for me to create the piece, which I've done a few times in other public art projects. So it was a project that started in the beginning of 2014. One of the great things was, as I was working in the last month on the actual wall, since everything was painted in the studio on canvas material, we had it transferred out to the wall and had it attached to the wall. And as I was doing that and doing touch-ups and working stuff, it was amazing how the interaction between the public as they were coming through the library and seeing what was happening. And the staff was like, were energized because they saw the beginning parts of what it looked like before and how it was at the end. One of the things that makes public art really effective is when the public really can be engaged with it. I mean, when you have little kids walking up and saying, wow, and then you have seniors talking about like, oh yeah, I remember this, I remember that. It was a piece that I want everybody to feel a part of, not just one person or one segment or one part of the population, but everybody can feel a piece of themselves in it. And so I think we achieved that.